I've been doing a TV show, Glenn. I can't say too much what it is because I haven't seen it announced anywhere.
What do you mean? What? You're acting like we're all jumping to know what the... I wasn't quizzing you on it. You know, it's not like you're under a hot light. Hey, what's the TV show you're doing?
All right, don't keep talking about it, will you?
Okay, I'll just... I reckon, three words in the title? Hang on.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
And have you been on it more than 10 times?
Over 55 times, and I have to say...
Okay, oh, you've gone straight to the...
My numbers have clicked, clocked up to 59, because I appear on it a lot, but I'm just doing a lot of those cameo roles where you turn up and you put a costume on and you walk out and you pretend to be a DJ. I was a Mr. Whippy the other night, which is a dream come true in the Mr. Whippy truck.
Is that a new thing for that show that we won't mention? Is it a new thing coming out? I don't remember other people coming out in character.
You know, when they do longer specials, they do that kind of stuff. Yeah, I've done it before on their specials where I played a roadie and stuff. And I think they're doing quite a few episodes, but they're a bit longer than normal. So they've got to have a bit of that variety element to them. But that's my favourite gig. I love those kind of gigs where you just...
Why is that?
Because you walk out in your banana costume, you say a few gags.
Oh, no, hang on. First of all, you turn up, you put the banana costume on.
Yeah.
And then you go and sit in your dressing room because you're not required for some time. So you can actually... What do you do? Do you sit down in your banana costume? Do you lie down or do you have to stay standing?
I had to stand.
Up?
I had to stand in the banana costume.
Yeah, you can't... You don't want to mess up the banana costume. You don't want to... Don't lie on the floor because someone could have a terrible accident, slip on you,
slip
and
on
break
me.
Your neck or something.
Where were you when I needed jokes written for my banana costume?
So you love it because you go, you're probably the highlight of the night, let's be honest.
Yeah,
because
it's funny.
Anything, when you're in character, it trumps. You trump anything that's going on. You can't be beaten when you're in character.
Hey, when you're in the Mr. Whippy truck, it's just funny. You know, like you're the Mr. Whippy guy.
It's visual.
Yeah.
It's visual. It's funny. You know, it's a win-win all the way around. And they're up there doing the little... You know, jokes about it. You know, just watch this, watch me. And then you walk off and they go, who was that guy? Who was that banana guy? Or that banana guy was Dave O'Neill. And you get in the car and you drive home and go, job well done. And you're probably getting paid just as much. So why wouldn't you? Seriously.
Why wouldn't you be the banana guy? I love that kind of role. That's why I used to love doing live crosses on Adam Hill's show where they just cross to you. And I used to do them on The Fat too. You just do funny bits for 3 minutes and then you're out of there. That's gone.
Do you get a bit hot though? A costume is always associated with being hot.
Yeah, but I was in a cat costume for one of Adam Hill's crosses, and that was hot. And then I picked up their cat, and the guy said, "Don't pick up a cat." But my thing about it, when the cameras are rolling, Glenn, I'm a maverick, I'm a rebel, I'll do whatever I want. I picked up the cat, and it freaked out and jumped in the air and ran out into the road. Didn't get killed, thank God. But
So how do you go with a banana, right? Can you go to the toilet in a banana costume?
You cannot.
So if you once it costume on, job cannot.
Nah.
Because that's what usually the last thing you really want to do before you do a gig is usually
go to the toilet.
Go to the toilet.
Yeah, but my appearances are so quick, it doesn't matter. I'm not like that for an hour in the costume. You know what I mean? It's half an hour max. Mm. So I can hold on.
But you wouldn't want to have that in your head. You know, you wouldn't want to be thinking about it. Should be some sort of apparatus in there, like a
tube
when you're in space. A tube. It should be totally fair. And I reckon the union should step in and go, this is not fair on comedians.
Or wear a nappy.
People doing bananas.
Wear a nappy.
Well, we all know our famous friend we won't mention.
Well, Hughesy wore one on stage when he had gastro and told everyone.
And he was going to the toilet while he was
I don't know what actually happened.
Jokes.
But he said the other day he was talking about it and he told everyone he was wearing a nap and he showed them and no one laughed. They just thought it was a bit weird and creepy.
That's very creepy. I mean, don't make fun of it until you tried it. I mean, seriously, you know, it might work for some people. So I don't like the idea of it. Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, though, okay, so I turn up to the, could be the ABC. We're not saying what station it is. It was the ABC.
Yeah.
And
we're going to do a show fairly soon. So we're going to have to play the music so fairly soon. So when Sam gets sick of what we're talking about, she will step in and go, guys, you've talked about, you know, going to the toilet in a banana costume already. So I'm going to, wind you up, but now you go.
So anyway, I saw, there was a woman there to greet me, a producer, and she's like, Dave, it's me, Sharon. I'm like, Sharon, I knew her voice, but I couldn't place her face because she had a mask on. Then she pulled a mask down from a distance. I went, oh my God, Sharon, who we both knew from years ago, 20 years ago.
I remember Sharon. She used to go with Mark.
Matt King.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so it was great to connect with her again. She's a lovely person, blah, blah. But then I was talking to another producer in the dressing room, again at a distance, because they do have a COVID officer at the ABC, a guy who walks around with a white pole, 1.5 metres, and sticks it between you. He goes, hey, Dave.
Is it a bit of dowel, is it?
Yes.
Like a bit of, yeah, and it's 1.5. Yeah. You know what? Get his stick and cut it down one day. Yeah. Say, I'm going to dispute that. I dispute your measurement. And this, and rather, but just make it 1.4 and a half or something. Apparently, going, not good enough, ABC.
Apparently, I'm a repeat offender, he said. I was just shocking.
Oh, you get in too close. You're a close talker.
I'm not a close talker. I just connect with people, Glenn. You know, I'm a people person. You know that.
Don't try to leave a venue with Dave O'Neill.
No, it's terrible.
It's terrible. You'll just get, he'll just be in. He'll be
randoms.
He'll go to a life story on table one, then he'll go to table two, and then he'll go to life story again. You go, Dave, seriously.
We've got
to
get out of here.
All you need to say is Dave, all you need to go is, Dave, McDonald's closing, 10 minutes, let's go.
Yeah, whoosh, fine. Me and my banana suit are out of there. We split. Yeah. Anyway, so then I was talking to another woman, Sally, and I'm like, I know you from somewhere, but she had a mask on. So I couldn't tell. And so I had to, I almost wanted to say, take it off. But it felt a bit creepy. You know, could you take your mask off? It's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Oh, I hear you. It's a bit, it is a little bit forward. I can't picture who you are. Take your mask off. If you said to her, take it off, she'd taken it off and then you'd said, put it back on and take it off slowly, then you may have been in trouble.
Lose the mask. Lose the mask.
Pull it down. Oh, we're seeing your mouth now. Oh, look at that nose. Oh.
Take it off. Like Masked Singer. Take it off. Sam, take it off.
Sam,
you better play the music.
Play the music, please. Play the music, please.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, there we go. Well,
that was lucky. We were getting inappropriate lucky there, talking about taking the mask off.
We're in Melbourne. We're in the COVID state.
That's right. Because it's just, well, we'll do it. We'll try anything. We're gone stir crazy. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what's appropriate anymore. We've lost contact with the real world.
We have.
We're all locked up. Yeah, we're like. I haven't seen you face to face since I don't know when.
The first lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be like getting out of like the Great Escape or something, isn't it? We're going to go over the top. I'm going to be like
Steve McQueen on the motorbike.
Yeah, I'll be able to jump on the fence on the motorbike.
I'm going to be the Australian who actually escaped and went to Spain. Remember the guy gets. Don't be the guy who gets off the bus. Then they're lining up to get the bus, and the Nazi goes to him, good luck. And the British guy goes, thank you. And he goes, oh, fuck.
Oh, gotcha. Got him in beauty. How did you get today? What did you do? Oh, I said something English. And he fell for it. Yep.
Good luck.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Because if you were to go up to, you know, go into state or something and, someone says, where are you from? You don't want to say from Melbourne.
I know. You know what? The police might be tricking people. I can't think they go, how are those pies going? Oh, yeah, the pies. Oh, no, hang on. Because you know what you need to say is like, no, I'm Rabbitohs, mate. I'm all about the Rabbitohs.
Absolutely Rabbitohs, mate.
I'm state of origin. I'm a Queenslander. Yeah. Queenslander. Yeah. All right, well, let's go to topics, shall we?
Two topics. Who knows how they're related? And we're going to stay on topic now because we've just gone all over the shop. And So here we go. Sam, please.
Narcissism and eyebrows.
Wow. Okay. Narcissist, that comes from, Kieran's talked about this.
Is that Latin?
That's Greek, I think. It's a Greek guy called Narcissi or whatever, and he fell in love with his own reflection. That's where you get the word narcissist
from. Was that him?
Yeah, he fell in love with his own reflection.
Is he the one who, he wasn't the one that was leaning into the fountain, looking into the water at the fountain, was he? Him? No, in the river.
Yeah, it was in a river, but it was definitely Narcissi or whatever his name was, and that's where you get narcissist from because he fell in love with his own reflection. So what is a narcissist? Someone who loves themselves at every expense.
Grandiosity. I mean, Trump is the perfect, unrelenting, attention-seeking, seeks praise, a sense of entitlement. I seem to know a lot. You know why I know a lot? Because a while ago, a friend was talking about, we were saying whether or not, we had an argument about narcissism, and I thought, and I sort of said that maybe he was a bit of a one. Because you can do a test.
You can
do a narcissistic test.
On the internet.
Yeah, and I won't say what my result was. I'll tell you what we'll do.
I'll do it
later on.
I'll do it.
Just write this. Hang on, I've got it on my phone.
Send me the link.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Yeah.
It's by, I'll tell you where it's from. Let's look it up now. It's a place, if you want to, hey, this is interesting. If you're at home and you want to try this during the show, you can see how your scores relate to our scores and where you come on the scale. So anyway, it's a thing, it's a website called Psych Central. It could be American and go to the narcissistic personality test.
We'll get Courtney to put the link in the notes of this episode. Send it to Courtney.
Yeah. I've already done it, but if you could do it during Think Music.
I'll do it. Yes.
And we'll come back after that.
Great.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
I mean, to be a comedian, you've got to have a
Everybody's a bit narcissistic.
Yeah, form of narcissism.
Everyone's got elements of it, and that's where this test is really interesting, because it's we all have elements of it, but otherwise we'd be just like blobs. You've got to have some sort of ego. You've got to have some sort of
self-worth.
Yeah.
But if you look at extreme examples like Game of Thrones, I know you haven't seen it, but there's the Lannister family, and they're always put up as a family of narcissists because they're just out for themselves at any cost. They kill each other. They rape and plunder. They don't care, but it's all for them. It's not for anyone else.
Yeah. So
they're often. Yeah. And I was thinking the other day, do you remember that great movie To Die For with Nicole Kidman, where she plays the regional weather girl or newsreader, reporter?
And
she,
I haven't seen it.
Oh, she kills her husband because he's holding her back, and she plays a great narcissist in that. It's a good example of a narcissist if you watch To Die For. It was a while ago.
Yeah. I think it's not an illness. It's a trait, isn't it? It is something so it's not a psychological. You don't take medication for being a narcissist. It's something like you know. But there's no doubt that when people are continually sort of referring to that side of their personality, they live in there. That then whenever they'll always refer back to it when things go wrong. In other words, so they won't give it up because it's rewarded them thus far.
Yeah.
Whereas people who are a little bit more balanced go, you know what, maybe I was a little bit out of hand there, maybe I was a bit over the top, maybe. And people who are aware of it are the people who are anyway, it's all in my book.
Sound very – it's funny because I've got a friend who cuts people off a lot, you know, stops talking to them and all that kind of stuff. And I reckon that's a form of narcissism. I get them mixed up with sociopaths, narcissists, because they're kind of similar.
Yeah, and psychopaths, they're similar. But they're all similar. They're just whether or not how much they're turned up and whether you're completely deluded. Mm. It's that sense of entitlement and the sense that I will not stop until you say that I'm right.
Do you reckon there's a natural home for narcissists? I think I've worked one out. Where you would find a lot of narcissists? Do you want me to tell you? This might offend you. The golf club.
That's very true.
Yeah.
It's a game where people are often in control of their world. Then they step into a world where they are in complete control. That's why they get so angry at themselves because they can't do the very thing that they're trying to do.
Yeah, whereas I think a footy or a soccer club, it's a team
sport. It's part
of
a team.
Yeah, you're
part of a team.
But golf...
Yeah, I thought you were going to say stockbrokers.
Well, they're narcissists too, though, some of them. But you know the thing about golf clubs. I remember doing a golf club, and there was a guy. I said, "Who?" I always ask this question at golf clubs: who's been divorced here more than once? And at least five guys put their hands up. There was one.
Well, they point to someone.
Yeah. There was one guy who'd been married five times, and he said, and asked him about the fifth one. And I said, "What happened with the fifth one?" He goes, "Oh, I just drove to the airport and kicked her out. He dropped her off at the airport and said, leave the state."
I shouldn't lie.
But I said to him, at any point, maybe when number five breaks down, the marriage breaks down, did you ever think maybe you're the problem? You know, like you've got something to do with it? Because they often believe that it's got nothing to do with them, narcissists. They're like, oh, no, it's not me. It's everyone else.
That's right.
Was that
they
a sociopath?
That's why when you don't, if you get into an argument with someone like that, don't even try to win because you won't. So you either, the trick with a narcissist, and they fall for it every time, is that you just play their ego and they just jump at the bait.
Yeah.
As soon as you say something, how great they were, you fill in the gap, you see them go quiet and they go, oh, was I? And if they have a crack at you, never take it personally because it's not about you that they're attacking. It's projection, something they hate about themselves, or it's just a point of trying to be superior. They're looking for fault in others to make themselves feel bad, better about themselves, because deep down, they hate themselves. They hate themselves.
Oh, really?
That's the truth of it. Yeah, is they really? Don't like themselves. Yeah.
Wow.
But they live in the belief that it is. See, if you ask a narcissist, is he a narcissist, they'll often say, yes, I am, and they see it as a positive thing.
Oh, wow.
They don't see it as a negative. They see it as something that is a positive quality. And they go, well, it's worked for me thus far. Look at the car I'm driving and look how much money I've got. So why wouldn't I want to be like I am? You're an idiot because, you know, you give your money away to charity and
Are you going to charge me for this session? Because I feel... You're a very good therapist, I believe. Celebrities have a high rate of narcissism, don't they? Isn't that right?
Well, I won't tell you the number. I'll tell you the numbers a bit later on. Mm-hmm. But I know the numbers for celebrities. But they are quite high. There's no doubt. A bit of ego is good because it drives you forward and it gives you that bit of it's chutzpah. Right. Ego is a bit of chutzpah. You know, chutzpah.
It's interesting because one of my friends got a job where she had to deal with celebrities a lot. It was in a big hotel or with, I don't know, functions or something like that. And she said, what tip can you give me? And I said, always talk about them and you will not lose.
Yeah, that's just what I was saying before. Yeah, you won't lose.
Talk about them. Bring it back to them and watch their latest TV show or rate and say, hey, I loved you on this. And I said, they will like you straight away.
Yeah. And they, as I said, they go for the bait every time. And it is a trick, but you go, well, it's going to be, I know what you like, so it's the easiest way to do it, you know. And often they'll say, so you did like it, did you? You're going, oh, my God, you're actually going back to the same well. I told you you were great, and you want me to tell me that you're great. I've got to tell you again that you're great. It's just like, Jesus. Anyway, as I said, narcissist, and there's probably a few out there that are listening, and let me tell you, you're great people. You're great people.
Doing a great job.
Doing a great job, and thank God that you're out there. And most of the narcissists I know are male.
I can think of a few female comedians that I would consider narcissists, but most female comedians I often find are more generous than the male comedians in terms of their time and advice and stuff. But I can think of a few female ones that I've come across over the years where I've gone, oh, boy. People I've worked in radio with, definitely, there's a few there. But I also think show business and commercial radio in particular builds up people and plays to their narcissism, I reckon, and feeds on it.
And feeds it,
which is not good.
Yeah. And narcissists sometimes can also move into that phase where they think they're being, you're like, a little bit more holistic and they're actually being generous, but it's a trick that their own ego is playing on themselves.
Wow.
If I just be nice to you, if I'm nice to you, I'll get something that I want from you and I'll tell you how great you are. So in other words, the part of it's almost our egos playing with their egos. Look, now I'm getting into the weird shit stuff. But
I think there's
what's
a lot
interesting
of...
though. When you notice it, the true thing is when you notice it in yourself, and you notice it in someone else, and you don't respond to it because it's in yourself, let it go, and when it's in someone else, let it go because it's not who they truly are.
Well, I don't think I'm much of a narcissist because I know I've been on shows, TV shows or radio shows, where someone is they want to take over, they want to make it all about them, and I just sit back and go, if they want it that bad, let them have it. You know what I mean? I often give up fighting them. Just go, oh, I don't care, whatever.
And it's the old enough rope thing. If you give them enough rope, they will. They get on the skate rink and they go for a triple with a double twist and they fall over and they smack into the wall and there's no one there to pick them up. Audiences are really smart. They know if you're honest with an audience, they'll pick you up.
Yeah.
And if you mess up, but if you're showing off, they will let you fall again. It's all in my.
It's on the book.
If you want to buy the, it's on the book. It's actually a speaking tour I do now. That it's a PowerPoint thing.
Well, it's on Zoom. It's on Zoom now because of COVID. You're doing Zoom.
It's on Zoom.
The Zoom sessions with Glenn Robbins.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, we've given narcissists.
Yeah, let's talk about eyebrows.
I think of John Howard when I think of eyebrows.
The big bushy eyebrow. He at some stage got them cut. I reckon. Don't you reckon?
At some point, doesn't he look in the mirror and go, they're a bit long. Maybe I should do something about it.
Well, he would appear on TV and stuff. I got my eyebrows cut the other day by, I can't say what TV show again, but they said, do you want us to trim those eyebrows? I went, yeah, go for it.
So you know, do you want me to teach you how to trim them?
No, well, go on, but I don't really want to do it, but go on.
I want to show off and say, all you do is you put it, you're such a narcissist when it comes to, I want to show off. You put a comb in it. You just put a comb, sit it in the eyebrows and the bits that poke through.
Cut it.
Just trim them off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, there you go, beautician.
That's all you do.
Is this part of your speaking tour? Beautician tips.
Yeah. I do it on stage. It's like a healing thing I do.
Yeah.
Please come forward now. Bring your eyebrows. Get on your knees, and I will trim your eyebrows.
Well, I'm not, when you see, I don't know where we were growing up, but you see, in England, you see the really hard women and the tough women with the really plucked eyebrows. They look scary. You know, if the really thin eyebrow.
Yeah, I know. They're intimidating.
Yeah.
And I think they know that they're intimidating. Yeah. And there's a hard line, and they've waxed around them. You go, that is an unnatural edge you've got there. Like, it's a sharp, pointy edge.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
It's always when you go to pay a parking fine at the council or get a hire car. It's always a woman like that with a plucked eyebrow staring at you, looking angry.
Or it could be a tattooed eyebrow, because that's what a lot of people go for now. They pluck them off, and they go just for a tattered line. Have you ever had your eyebrows plucked?
I can't remember. I don't know. I've had them cut.
I did a film years ago with Mick Molloy.
Boytown.
And we had to look. And if you want to look younger... Here's a tip for all you guys out there aging. You pluck the underside.
Oh, really?
Not the top side, the underside, meaning the side that's the bottom. And you pluck all those ones that sort of stick out a little bit and you raise the line of the eyebrow.
Oh, wow. It'll
take 10 years off you. But I used to have my eyebrows plucked every week. It's really painful.
Oh, yeah.
It's really painful. One by one. And they don't. It's not like they get a little razor, a little set of clippers out. No, it's pluck by pluck, ooh, one by one. You know. So anyway,
pluck an owl.
To tell the tale.
Pluck an
owl. Who were some other famous people with?
What about the monobrow? Frida Kahlo. You know, the Mexican artist. She had.
She has
a famous monobrow. The eyebrows that join.
That was her signature, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Eugene. The show that won all the
Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy. He's got the big ones going on.
He's got serious eyebrows. Serious eyebrows.
Brooke Shields.
Oh, she had good eyebrows. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wow. I just think of Jermaine's routines. He does a few routines about eyebrows. He doesn't want to do. Why don't
you? Seagulls. One of the first ones I ever saw.
Yeah, seagulls have eyebrows. Yeah, seagulls don't have eyebrows.
I was reading about that the other day. He was saying that someone asked him about one of his routines that everyone's asking about, and he can't remember it. What is the routine? He's got two routines. He's got the routine about seagulls don't have eyebrows, and he's got one that he does of late, which maybe we can have it for thinking music, where he talks about when you talk to someone, you got to watch what level your eyebrows are.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Because if your eyebrows are up, it means one thing. If your eyebrows are down, that means it's very funny. It's
very funny.
And probably it's a good one to play, but you're going to have to
visualize
your imagination working.
Visualize it. But eyebrows, I don't know. I think women care more about eyebrows than men somehow, because they maintain them, don't they? Whereas men are just like, they go all John Howard and bushy, and it's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, I think most guys like you and I, we would wait. Oh, no, I do it more than you. I do mine. I trim mine very proudly. But most guys will wait to go to the hairdresser, and the hairdresser will do it. And is this something? Because I don't remember having to trim my eyebrows when I was young. They just start to grow when you get a bit older.
Well, you get hair in your ears. You get hair up your nose. It's all that's just that part of stuff, isn't it? You know. All part of aging,
you know.
Well, what else can we say about eyebrows? I don't think we can say any more, really.
No.
About the great eyebrow. Well, let's play Jermaine's routine then. Love to hear a bit of Jermaine.
Okay, well, play Jermaine's routine. So the routine is basically, he talks about having your eyebrows up and having your eyebrows down. So you're going to have to visualize what he's doing, but he's very...
I think when he does the deeper voice, it's where the eyebrows are down, and when he does the more up and voice like that...
Yeah.
That's when the eyebrows are up.
I think you're right. Now, have you got...
I've got the quiz ready to go.
So, do you reckon we can do it in...
It's
40 questions.
It's nothing. I can do that. I'll do that.
It's multiple choice.
I'll do that in the thinking music. Okay.
Okay. I look forward to that. Okay.
Here we go. On.
But it is important to know where your eyebrows are when you're talking. Always have your eyebrows up when you're asking someone where the toilets are. Do you know the toilets are? Toilets? Don't be going, do you know where the toilets are?
Yes, very funny. All right, I've done my narcissist quiz.
Okay. I've got my results in front of me. Now, have you done... So what you'll have mm-hmm. is you'll have an overall number.
Mm-hmm. Out of 20.
I think it's out of 40, isn't it?
Okay, sorry. It's out of 40. You're right. I'm just reading.
You do 40 questions.
Sorry, narcissist score over 20.
Celebrities score over 18. Do you want to go first?
Between 12 and 15 is average. So if you get over 20, you're a narcissist. If you get under, so around 12 or 15 is normal. If you get under that, you're not. I got 8. So
what?
Yeah, I got 8.
Oh my God, that's the lowest I've ever heard. What are you? Do you ever get fired up about anything?
I think you're like working with Gandhi or Deepak Chopra. I'm one of those guys.
You've missed your career. No wonder you're much loved.
But what did you get?
I'm a bit embarrassed now. 14.
But that's all right. You're in the normal range.
Now, let me ask you this question, though. Did you answer it as to how you really are or how you would like to be? Because that is a lot of people do the quiz. They go, I'm going to answer it like I imagine myself to be, but or I'd like to be. So you're honest.
You're like, you know what this is like when they introduce ratings boxes on TVs? So in the 80s and the 90s and the 70s, it just used to be the mum or dad filling out a book. Oh, we watched ABC tonight. And then what they found when they put the box on top of the TV, lo and behold, those bikini specials on Channel 10, they rated through the roof, Glenn. But on the book thing, no one watched them. And the ABC rated higher on the book system because everyone's like, oh, I'm an intellectual. Yes. I'm going to watch the ABC. Yeah. Similar to when they bought in the same thing for buying records and CDs, religious and country music rated quite well, but that never used to rate. No one used to write that down in the book.
Well, in terms of being a narcissist, I think you're watching too many bikini programs.
Well, I don't know. I was trying to be really honest about it because a lot of the questions were, do you seek power over people? I got no interest in power over people. Nothing.
Even though last week I said
I wanted to be a preacher in a cult, but I got no interest in that.
Okay, give me this. Now, it's broken down into superiority, exhibitionism, exploitism, vanity, and entitlement. What was your highest scoring one? What was your highest score?
I tied for self-sufficiency. I got 3 out of 6, and exhibitionist, I got 3 out of 7.
Well, that goes hand in hand with the way you live. I got 3 out of 3. Which was my highest one for vanity. Hello, no wonder I'm trimming my eyebrows.
You know, guess what I got for vanity? Guess what I got for vanity?
What?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
I don't say anything, but you know.
Yeah, my wife has pointed out that I could actually have a bit more self care in entitlement.
Yeah,
go on.
What I got zero. Mm. How's this for self sufficiency?
Wow, I'm good. That was one of my highest ones.
No wonder I work with you. That's why I work with you because you know I'm just a follower. I just go along with it. You know, I get on the boat and I don't care where the boat's going. Just take me on a ride. So what were you going to say?
Low on entitlement. I got zero on entitlement too. What about how did you go with entitlement?
I was one on entitlement.
Yeah, I think it's similar to me.
One out of six.
We come from humble backgrounds, and I've never felt entitled to stuff. I always think.
What about superiority?
Nah, zero. I got zero for that.
What?
I don't feel. The questions were like for people that don't do the test. The questions were like, do you feel smarter than the normal person? I always say, no, I'm not smarter than the normal person. Maybe I am though. I don't know. I'm not that smart.
That's just a trick you're playing and stuff. You're actually a narcissist pretending that you're humble. I was 3 out of 5 superiority. I'm a bit vain. Anyway, I'm just looking at the mirror and I'm just looking at myself on the.
What about exhibitionists? You would have. You're weird when it comes. You don't mind it, but I reckon you're similar to me. You don't mind it, but you don't have to be the center of attention, do you?
No, you know what? I like it when I'm in control. So if it's on my terms,
hang on. This is not the bedroom. Anyway, go on.
No, well, it's follow through. I'm 3 out of 7 when it comes to
same.
So
with
if
me.
I go to a party,
same with me.
If I go to a party, I can very easily stand in the corner and just be very quiet, or I can be the one up on the table.
Yeah.
You know, doing karaoke. So you know.
What about exploitativeness? How willing are you to exploit others in order to meet your own needs?
Two out of five.
Yeah, same here.
Two out of five.
Same here.
What about going on about ourselves? I think we both got 6 out of 6 for about that. Anyway.
As my wife has said to me, what are you doing now? I say, I'm going to do a podcast, not this podcast, but where they interview me about my career. She goes, oh, you're going to talk about yourself for an hour? Oh, you're going to hate that. Yeah. She's being sarcastic. Anyway, okay. Oh, we should have a crack. Oh, I've got no idea.
I'm going to say that I think that the muscles in the eyebrows of narcissists are less developed than a non-narcissist, because narcissists have a way of sort of hiding their emotions.
Yes.
And they don't tend to go, like Jamoan did in that retreat, they don't tend to go up very high and they don't tend to go down very low. This is my assumption. So I'm going to say their muscles in around their eyebrows and their eyes, they hide their emotions very well. They're not able to show that much emotion.
I'm going to say Narcissi was the first person to pluck his eyebrows. It was all part of narcissism. That's another trait. He fell in love with his image, but he was also plucking his eyebrows. Okay, what is the answer?
An August 2018 study that won a 2020 Ig Nobel Prize looked at whether a person could identify a narcissist based on their eyebrows. The researchers found people with distinct eyebrows were more likely to be narcissists and identified by strangers as such.
Wow, that's interesting. And that was sent in by Neil Robbins. Is that your brother? Could be your brother.
I've got two brothers, Phil and Neil, so may well have been. So Neil's got in contact with Sam, has he, and sent that in?
Yes.
Oh, he's a big listener of this program. I know his boys listen to it. He's got four boys, and they listen to it. So if he did.
Good one.
That's very good.
Good suggestion. Yeah.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
And he's not a narcissist.
No. Oh, he's got four kids. No. You wouldn't think so. But then again, parents can be narcissists. So people with large eyebrows. So like John Howard was a narcissist, basically, is what I'm hearing.
All those people we were mentioning earlier, you would say. What about, I tell you who's got big eyebrows? Bert from Sesame Street.
Oh, huge. Huge.
But do you remember on Ebert. Puppets, like the original talky puppets, they could just move their mouth.
Yeah.
But then, like, the next bit that could move.
Oh, the eyebrows.
Was off in their eyebrows. And it was like, oh, and then they, like, who's our mate, the American guy?
David Strassman.
David Strassman.
Yeah.
Didn't he had one that the eyes did all sorts of weird shit?
Oh,
they had laser beams and then they had bloody.
The puppets would come alive. So I supported him for several years, and we went on tour. And you'd go. One time I went in the back room, and there was no one. There was just Chucky's puppet sitting there. And all of a sudden, he spun around and went, "Hey, Dave!"
And it does. It scares. I don't care who you are. It scares the shit out of you. But yeah, when the eyebrows could go up and down on puppets, that was like an innovation.
Oh.
But I don't know about. I don't know whether Bert on Sesame Street could go up and down that much.
Ebert, yeah, they sort of did. But there was one time we played Ballarat. I remember. And we played a big theatre there, and they opened the doors for the punters to come in, and this guy came running down the aisle holding a ventriloquist doll, and he sat right down the front, like in seats 1A, 1B, and he put the doll in seat 1B, and he was sitting 1A, and the usher comes up and goes, "Excuse me, sir, you're going to have to move that doll." Someone's sitting there, and the guy went, "Oh, no, I bought a ticket for it." Bought a ticket for the puppet. Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, we've said enough, I think.
Hello to the narcissists out there. And
hello to all the people. I mean, I think I got to say, today has been a real good lesson. Not only have you learned how to trim your eyebrows, you know if you're a narcissist. And by all means, I'm going to guarantee if people do this honestly and they do that test, and they're all pretty similar, they're all out of 40 and they're all pretty similar, no one's going to get under 8. You are the benchmark for anti. Yeah, you are.
Mother Teresa could be listening. I don't think she's dead, but anyway.
I don't know. I think you're verging on. I think you're mentally ill. I think there's something. I think. Are you on medication? Because you've just got nothing going on.
COVID. COVID.
You've got. COVID has killed your. You got no ego. You got no desire.
I'm a shell. I'm a shell, Glenn. I'm a shell.
But anyway, please do the test and see if you can come under 8. I reckon you'll be coming in around about 14 to 15 like I did.
Glenn, I've got to go and rescue some wildlife now. And
I'm just going to go pluck my eyebrows.
Visit some sick babies in a hospital. You do whatever you have to do, mate. I'm off here doing the good work of a saint. Saint O'Neill. Off he goes.
Okay, well done.